This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to part two of The Face of Change, another episode of Grey's Academy, talking all about your favorite Grey's Anatomy. You got Carmen, you got Kelsey, you got chit chats, you got silliness, you've got
a fucking spider.
And the spider. And we're going to kick this episode off with everyone's favorite segment. Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland!
Let me tell you, there's a lot of people in this one.
Hell yeah. 20.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I feel like it's probably every guest on the show, right?
I would think.
I'm going to start with Brian and Jessica.
No.
No to both or no to one?
No to both.
Wow. Starting off with a stinky turd. The dad.
Hang on 1 second. My thing is frozen. No.
Okay. That Kent Giles guy.
No.
What in the fuck is it? All the Pegasus ambassadors or the doctors?
It's basically everyone you haven't said. Yes, it's the two Pegasus like PR people, and then most of the other doctors from the other hospital.
Okay, so no one important. Great, take it away. Tell me who this is.
Okay, so I meant to look up how you pronounce this. I'm gonna butcher this. Nazanin or Nazanin? Bonadotti as Emery, so the one that was following Alex around.
Okay.
Did you recognize her?
Is she from Royal Pains?
I mean, maybe, but she was in 7 episodes of Scandal.
Really?
Yeah. Do you remember Adnan Saif, who comes and like sleeps with Harrison, and he was like very pressed about her being allowed to come back in the country? And then she was working, spoilers for Scandal, then she was working with Liv's mom.
Yeah. Okay. I did not remember
who
that
was. She was also in How I Met Your Mother. She was who Barney, like, dates when he is actually in love with Robin, and then Robin is dating her therapist, which is so fucked up. Do you remember this?
Hold on. What was that last part you just said?
When Barney dates this girl and Robin is dating her therapist at the same time, and then they like sleep with each other and they cheat on their significant others, and he breaks up with this girl. And then Robin keeps seeing the therapist. I fear you don't
vaguely,
remember this.
Vaguely. I've only seen How I Met Your Mother 1 time.
I thought you had seen it more than. Anyways, okay. Rob Brownstein plays Larry. He was in 1 episode of How to Get Away with Murder. Paul Walia plays Dr. Khan, so the one in the ER that talks to Callie and Richard. 1 episode of Scandal, 1 episode of Private Practice. Jeremy Connor plays, these are all just the doctors when they're like bitching about it at the elevators. Plays Dr. Boyd at 1 episode of Station 19. Brandon Ford Green, Dr. Allen, 1 episode of Scandal. Yvette Saunders, Dr. Collier, 1 episode Scandal, 1 episode Private Practice.
A lot of variety here this week. None of the people I would have guessed was really excited. But yeah, there was a lot of people to cross-reference. So kudos to you for the hard work.
Thank you. So much to do.
So the rest of this episode, it's kind of like all mingled storylines. We've got the PR thing going on, which has a hilarious ending.
Yes.
So, but there's the brand ambassador thing. It's Jackson versus Alex, and Jackson's bone buddy and Alex's best friend.
Do you think they're bone buddies or do you think they're together?
I thought they were just bone buddies still.
I mean, they're pretty much, I mean, it seems like they're pretty together. Do you think they're just bone buddies?
Because we haven't had to define the relationship conversation live on camera.
Right. But do you think they're more than just fuck buddies? I'm not saying they've officially said they're in a relationship, but they're going out and being together in front of people. And I feel like fuck buddies is more just a behind closed door situation. I guess that's fair.
They were kind of arm in arm as they were leaving the hospital.
Also, they were just straight up dry humping on Alex's couch.
Yeah, but that's not at the hospital.
Which is weird because neither of them live there.
Yes, it is hilarious.
So weird.
I'm all for the makeout sessions. I'm all for the over the top stuff when you're in public or not in public, but if you're at a friend's house or something. But I don't know that I would ever find myself at a friend's house with a girl that we use their house as the meetup hangout spot to.
Well, yeah, well, you're actually married.
I guess plot twist. No, never mind. I have done that. Never mind. Never mind. I'm no better than Jack. Jackson and I are the same person.
Oh, so untrue.
So anyways, it's that storyline is intertwined. Intertwingled. Intertwined or intermingled, combining two words, with the hospital sale and Weber and Callie going to explore this other hospital in Portland, and April's doing this ride along with this boy crush who she's going to make out with before the end of the episode. And all of that is kind of all happening side by side, but also different. So,
and also they have essentially found a buyer for the hospital, and this is not a secret. Everyone knows it's going to be Pegasus. Callie is against this. Bailey is still being rude about the people.
Wild. So I'm like, yo, this is Bailey. Drop it, girl.
People died, Miranda.
Yes.
It's hard for me to not be on her side, but what the fuck? How many times are you going to do this?
What was the big one she said? When Callie was you've done enough. Shut up, Bailey. That was too mean.
Yeah.
We can't settle. We have to do something.
Yeah.
You've fucking done plenty.
Yeah. I didn't love that. Yeah, Callie's upset and she's trying to get Arizona to be upset with her, and Arizona's like, whatever, it's fine. My life's not gonna change at all. I'll just keep being a doctor. So Callie and Richard are like, let's find out how much is going to change. Let's go undercover, sneaky sneakies, and sneaky sneak on over here. Mr. and Mrs. Plantain going to the ER. Fucking takes me out every time.
So funny. Can I see some ID? Oh, chest Julio pain.
Plantain.
Yeah.
Is so funny.
Gosh.
That yeah, so hilarious. They go undercover to kind of see what a Pegasus hospital looks like in action. And it's not great.
Yeah.
It's robotic, weird, customer servicey.
Everyone's got these weird and it's algorithm. It's a check yes, you go this direction. Check mm-hmm. no, you go this direction. It's very sterile.
I only have 15 minutes per patient, which is honestly just a insurance thing, I feel like, at a lot of places.
Yeah. There was also, I think, a whole episode in Scrubs where they're like, you only need the doctors usually need 30 seconds or 15 seconds or something like that to figure out what the patient's trying to say. And I'm like, okay, that's just not good medicine either, though.
Yeah. They talk to them, and then the pretending to be a patient doesn't work. So then they just go fully and lie and say, oh, we work for Pegasus, we're looking for feedback. And these people just fucking rail on Pegasus, which, like, I am all about bitching about a corporation, but if the people who own your workplace come and they're like, hey, how are we doing? It feels risky to be like, really bad. Like, you guys suck ass.
Have, like, maybe a little bit of tact. But yeah, also,
I don't know. It's weird. I mean, maybe, like, I don't know how they framed it to them when they said, like, maybe they said, like, be perfectly candid, it's going to be fully anonymous, all this stuff. But, like, I remember at Disney when they would say, like, stuff was anonymous, but then, like, ask for your identification number. And I was like, well, I can't tell you what I really think because you'll fire me.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you, having done hundreds of thousands of these surveys, it feels like it's just a one person can't say the same thing 1,000 times.
Yeah.
So you can't have more than one response on those. So it is anonymous. You just
that
can't
makes sense.
But also, if you said something like, I'm going to physically murder this person, then they are like, well, it's no
you
longer
you don't get
anonymous.
To be anonymous. You've lost the privilege. But I mean, it makes it sense. It just feels, you know, it's just always you're like, ooh, what does this mean?
Yeah.
Because again, like we said last time, coming forward and saying, like, there is a problem and here are, like, a few ideas that I have as how to fix it versus, like, just coming forward and, like, bitching about stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's just different. But this definitely seems like a case of higher ups who are nothing but, like, suits and numbers people who have no idea what it is to practice medicine, no idea what, like, patient needs are. Michael and I talked about it a lot when Disney went from Good Bob to Bad Bob, when they went Bob Iger to Bob Chapek. And he is very much, like, numbers driven, and you saw a lot of change that was numbers driven and, like, really hurt the creative and entertainment side, which, like, I understand there need to be numbers people, but, like, when a company is an entertainment company who has built themselves on excellent customer service but also, like, incredible storytelling, to eliminate the ability to do that to a certain extent is, like, also bad business. So you have to have that balance. And so in this, like, to translate it, I feel like, and these people walking around, like, touring the hospital, all this stuff, like, they clearly know numbers. I'm like, do they know medicine? Like, are any of these people doctors? Because they should be.
Yeah. And actually, I think I've really appreciated that about this storyline where Cahill is a doctor. And they, like, I like that. I mean, there's clearly a reason that they made her do well in that surgery before all of this stuff happened. Because it's like, okay, you're not just a pantsuit, like Jackson said. The one plot hole that I have beef with in the story of Weber and Callie pretending to be Pegasus, they've created this universe where Richard Weber is a well-known name.
Yeah. When but, I mean, they recognize Callie. Like, the guy recognizes Callie's name.
From an ortho side.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, they do make it where, like, okay, that's these fair. People are recognizable. That's but also, fair. They're in Portland. They're not in Seattle.
Yeah, it's not.
Like, I think they went
close,
far
they
enough away.
There, I think.
Yeah.
They, but I mean, they, like, in the whole country. Like, I mean, Derek Shepherd is known in the country. Yeah. Burke was well known. I assume that I feel like I understood that Richard Weber was at
it's
that level.
About
or
a 3-hour drive.
Okay.
Ugh, and they have trains. Must be nice. Must be nice. If you live somewhere where there's trains, I'm jealous of you.
We got trains. Trying to move here?
No. God, no.
Hmm. We got trains.
That, it cannot be that cold. Cannot be that cold.
I sweat every day.
And you also are cold sometimes. You wear giant parkas and they make you sweat.
So amidst all of the sale, the chaos of the sale, April goes on this ride along date with this dude who is so awkward and I kind of hate him.
Oh,
I'm not saying that I will hate him forever, but I'm like, bro, you're an adult ass man. Why do you need to hype yourself up so much to just tell a girl that you think that she's cute? And
some people don't like rejection.
I don't care.
Oh, I see that.
I reject that. Anyways, in this ride along, there's this kid who's mauled by a tiger or something.
Hit and run by a tiger or something.
And they decide that they're going to break all the rules and bring him back to an ER that doesn't exist.
Correct.
Great idea. What could go wrong? And 2/3 of the hospital staff now is involved with this patient.
They just keep on coming. Good Derek episode.
Good Derek episode.
Not a lot of Derek, but good Derek.
Didn't need any more.
Yeah, just enough. But then you got a really a lot of him right at the end there.
A whole face full.
Yeah.
So,
going back and forth, they make you feel like they've prepped everything, and then this kid gets there and they're like, oh wait, we actually have like nothing that we need, and we also need nurses and don't know how to do anything without them. And Joe being able to do the really fast math was big Lexi vibes.
Big Lexi vibes. Really big fan of that. Also, it's funny when they made Heather the nurse and they at one point look at her for a nurse thing and they're like, guys, don't forget, I'm not actually a nurse.
They're all like looking out because they're not supposed to be in there. And Cahill's giving this tour for the buyers because they're still prospective buyers. They go back and forth on talking about like this sale being like basically finalized and them being potential buyers. Like it doesn't feel like that's very like clear. But other than that, it seems, yeah, she's just trying to show them around. They're going to replace the ER with a hernia clinic to really just factory like assembly line, get patients in and out, which is really the patient care that people want in life.
Yeah.
And Derek's like, you know, the more people they page, you know, they have the people on the lookout. They just keep paging more and more people. They page Alex because they need peds. They page Derek because they need medicine. Meredith brings Christina. Christina brings the interns to look out and to run into the door, which was funny. I thought you might like that when Heather just face planted into the door and Meredith goes, that's why we need interns.
Yeah. Yeah, that was hilarious. Also, Joe was ready to fight Meredith, and I respect
it. So funny.
And I hope that Meredith respected that, too. Like, she was ready to die for Alex and Jackson to do this surgery.
Yeah.
And then when Jackson comes out, it's like, no, it's good. She's cool. And she's like,
yeah, I did, in fact, ask her to come.
Yeah.
She's like, so sorry. I just love you so much. Can't wait to be on your service again. Okay, bye.
Yeah. Yeah. And all while that's going on too, Steph is on deflection
Steph is on
duty.
Alex's service and Joe is on Jackson's service. So they're like against each other, like getting really competitive. And it starts with Alex and Jackson not really caring, but then like the girls hype them up and they're like, oh wait, this is a competition. Like, what do I want this? Do I not want this? And then, you know, at the end of the day, they say they don't want it because, like, it's fucked up how much they have to, like, how many rules they have to break to be able to do the right thing. So, you know, it's like, just let a hospital save people. Why are you mad? Why are you mad?
Yeah. So, I gotta tell you, I was a little bit shocked when it really was, the ER was shut down and there was already construction.
Mm-hmm.
We're led to believe that it's been less than 24 hours. It's yesterday that.
Why do you say that?
I thought that's what they said.
Maybe they did, but I don't remember that.
I feel like something had happened where I was like, oh, this was literally just yesterday. They shut it down yesterday and it's already, or they moved quick or something like that.
Well, I mean, someone does say like, well, they really cleared this place out or like something. I don't know, but I don't know that they said that it was 24 hours, but they might have. It's possible.
Maybe I'm just creating that out of thin air, but I got the impression that it was like Owen shut the lights off yesterday and already today, the next day, they're breaking the rules. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I made that up in my head.
Also, Owen and Christina are just still having sex.
And like,
why?
Art. Just what? Just like don't be together.
His dick cannot be that good. There's no way.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Yeah, it's not. It's there's no way. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't want it. I don't like it. I don't like it.
The scene where so Alex and Joe are walking in, Jackson and Steph are just like going to town on each other, and they hear the Joe and Alex hear Christina and Owen making just wild noises upstairs. And then they start yelling noises downstairs, like, to like
howling,
make fun
and
of them.
Barking and like roaring. It's yeah. So weird.
I feel like I need to call out the noises that Christina and Owen were making during sex. I think I heard glass breaking. Like, what were you how?
They were knocking something off of the counter or the bedside table, likely.
I understand. But, like, if I knock something over in the middle of sex, I'm like, I just need to know, like, what just happened? Why is it broken?
Because you knocked it over.
I don't think I would ever be so unaware of my surroundings mid-bone to knock over something that's breakable like glass.
Maybe.
I would, however, question if the pie was put into the refrigerator.
I was thinking about that in this moment.
Also, when Christina says just stuff the turkey and get it over with or whatever, the turkey is probably the worst metaphor for vagina that I've ever heard. And I use the word puss unironically sometimes.
I
like,
do hate that word. Hate it, but I agree, it's not a good. And then April gets all mad and she's like, why is it this and this? Like, man, why can't we be wooing people?
Whatever happened to good old-fashioned romance?
All right, April, settle down with your burritos. Kicking poor Nicole out of the fucking ambulance.
Yeah, that was a bit harsh. And she's like, are you cold out there? My burrito will keep me warm, woman.
Yeah.
Oh goodness! Remember Olivia? So,
R.I.P.
Oh, who else did we? Anyways, remember Reed? Remember Chuck? Good old Chuck. What was I gonna say? Oh, also, so there's a scene where Alex is like putting organs back into a baby.
Yeah,
that nothing matters with that. That they never came back to that.
No, they said they were gonna put the organs back in the baby, and the baby was gonna be fine, and the mom was finally gonna get to hold the baby.
Yeah, but like maybe it would have been nice.
We get to believe that that's what happened.
I'm bummed that there was no closure on
also,
that I got to see.
Was the beginning when Alex like didn't know how to take a picture? Did it remind you of Friends when Chandler doesn't know how to take a picture?
Yes,
reminded me of that.
I know how to take a picture. Yeah. We take pictures professionally.
We are so good at pictures. So I the sale, the Pegasus thing, it's like, okay, what, why, like it's not gonna be a hospital anymore. Like, to me, a hospital without an ER, it is like, is it a hospital or is it just like, I don't know. Like, it's like a bunch of doctor's offices.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's a specialty, I guess. It's,
yeah. I mean, they still need somewhere to do surgeries, I guess. But now, like, so many offices. I don't know how anything works.
I also don't go to the doctor's office so frequently that I'm, like, observing their facilities. And if I'm going to a doctor's office, I'm not going to the emergency room.
Yeah.
Those two things feel different to me, but
yeah, I've gone to the emergency room when I'm in labor, mm-hmm, because that's mm-hmm. where they told me to go. And then they said, you can go to the pregnant lady emergency room.
But it's 6 miles away.
No, in Orlando, I did just go to the emergency department until there was a bed for me in labor and delivery. But in here, the hospital has, like, you go and you, there's a specific, like, labor and delivery triage area you go to if you think you're in labor.
Got it.
So
I we did not. We went right in because we had everything scheduled.
Right, right. With all three children, I did do the walk of shame where I went to the hospital because I thought I was in labor and then I had to leave because I wasn't.
Mm.
So that's embarrassing. You'd think I would figure it out eventually, but you'd be wrong.
It's okay. I don't feel embarrassed knowing this story. I don't feel embarrassed on your behalf. Look, learning about the story. So yeah, there's like a dramatic scene where like, oh no, the door won't open.
Yeah, they like pry it open.
Yeah. And Alex is like, Meredith, save your uterus. Stop straining. And she's like, okay, I'll sit down. Yeah.
And then, yeah, they're just like doing all this stuff. They're in the dark. They have to turn the lights off. They turn the lights back on. Someone's walking by. Oh, no. Now Cahill's coming. We got to move him. We can't move him. We got all this stuff. It's very chaotic. Very, very traditional Grays, right? Like when something crazy is going on. That does remind me. I'm going to pull up the... this is a teaching hospital.
Ooh!
Damn it. Because we have a tension pneumo. Tension pneumothorax, aka a tension pneumo, is a type of collapsed lung where air enters the space between the lung and the chest wall without any way to escape, causing increased pressure on the lungs and heart, which disrupts the blood flow.
Look
contrasted
at that.
By simple pneumothorax is still air in the space between the lung and chest wall, but doesn't compress the other organs and still maintains blood flow, less life-threatening. Also, Alicia put the note, today's teaching hospital falls under their category, things the show mentions enough to be a question on our honorary doctorate exams. So, I agree. I feel like tension pneumos do get thrown around a lot.
Thank you so much, Alicia, for being
shout
an angel
out
queen.
To Alicia. Literally, so good,
so just crushing it. Insane. So the other thing with this, I think is important. Like we talk about Derek, good Derek episode. So he's running interference.
Mm-hmm.
He basically is like, I'm gonna go make sure. Who does he send? Joe. Does
Joe.
He send Joe back? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To let them know about that they're coming, they're gonna get us, and they get everyone out. And Derek is walking with them. They go to the hernia suite. He like prolongs it as long as he can. While they're all talking, Cahill sees blood and notices that it's wet still. And she's like, "Derek, keep talking. You're doing great. Bye."
Well, and she was there when Jackson originally approaches Owen to be like, "Hey, can we just bring this kid in?" And
right,
she's like, "Fuck no, you dumbass." And
actually,
but he, yeah. So then when she sees that, she like immediately knows. Okay, well, he did it anyways.
Yeah, that makes way more sense. And then she's running through she goes into his surgery. It's like, who the fuck are you operating on? He's like, my
patient. You dumb hoe.
Brian? When Owen comes in and hits him with the, what did you do?
Bum, bum, like, bum, drama.
This is so funny. It's just hilarious.
Yeah. Whatever we fucking wanted, Owen.
Yeah. If you're not with us, you're against us.
And then, you know, Derek gives the whole speech about, like, this hospital is family, blah, blah, blah. And so then she's like, I think you meant that, but how can you be family if you don't even have a hospital? And so she gives him this whole speech, you know, after they admit to it, right? They're, like, trying to break the interns. And Alex just comes in and is like, we fucking did this. Which I think is worth noting, big contrast to when they cut the LVAD wire and Alex was like, I didn't do it. I wasn't here. And everyone else was like, we all said we were going to do this, blah, blah, blah. So good on Alex. We love growth.
Yes. Lots of growth.
But so then Derek, you know, comes in and Cahill gets all mad and yells at him. And she's like, I'm trying to save this and you're making it impossible, all this stuff. And so it leads me to wonder, this is the question that I pose in my brain. Was Derek becoming the quote-unquote face of the hospital Cahill's way of like punishing him, or was it like him agreeing to get on board to make the sale go through?
Because
honestly, both make sense to me. Like, I don't have an issue with either one of them being the case. I'm just, you know, which one was it?
I think it's more the second, because when Weber, if you have the captions on, that thump is him dropping his bag. Mm-hmm. And it says bag drops to the floor, yeah, or something like that. And his kind of that shock, or the like, I just spent all damn day going and researching another hospital because Pegasus fucking sucks, just, yeah, to come back. And Derek is one of them. He's like, yeah, he's turned. Mm-hmm. He's gone full Sith Lord to our Obi-Wan Kenobi. He was the chosen one.
You turned her against me.
You've done that yourself, Anakin.
I have the high ground.
You know, is the high ground? Unfortunately, it's capitalism. Tell us about things. We'll be right back. And we're back. Hopefully it was a Star Wars ad. That'd be great.
I would die.
Remember Star Wars?
Do you ever get upset that you didn't get to do the Star Wars hotel? I forget what it was called. Star Cruiser?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. It was too expensive. I think that could have been cool to do, but I'm like, I don't feel like I've missed out on a core experience of life.
Okay. Just curious.
I will tell you, I live my life, I have very few regrets. There's one regret that specifically is around, not necessarily a regret, but when I was going through my parents' divorce in my senior year of high school, I was like not a good student. I like stopped going to class, and my school had an attendance policy where if you were more than 5 minutes late to class, it was an absence. Mm-hmm. So my first period, if I was running late and I wasn't going to be there 5 minutes, I was like, fuck that. I'm going back to bed. I'm not going to get there 6 minutes late, get marked absent, and then stick in the class. That's dumb.
Yeah.
Not good thought process for a 17-year-old kid to have. I admit that. But my teacher, so I was really good at DECA. I won the state-level championship, and I had a chance to win the national-level championship.
Real quick, and what the fuck is DECA?
DECA is kind of like Business Professionals of America.
Okay.
And I don't know if DECA changed their acronym, but I was kind of a big deal. I was number one at the local level. I was number one at the state level and the competitions. And then, yeah, I had a real shot of going number one at nationals, which would have been really cool. And I had a teacher to this day. I remember her name. I'm not going to put her on blast because I don't want like a defamation lawsuit, weirdly enough. but she basically was like, Carmen, you've coasted on your charm and your personality too long. The buck stops here. I don't care what you're going through in your personal life. You either can go to nationals and I guarantee you will fail my class, or you can skip nationals and you have a chance to pass my class. And I ended up skipping nationals and stayed there, and I ended up passing the class with a 60% even in the class.
That is insane that that's passing.
A D.
Yeah, we didn't have D's in my high school.
Yeah, well, that's given. There was no boys there.
Okay, first of all, hilarious. Second of all, yeah, I don't know. I was like,
that on purpose? We don't even recognize D's around these parts.
Yeah, anything under a 70 was failing.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was able. So D's get degrees, dude. But I also, like, looking back on my life, if I tried to, as a 17-year-old kid going into adulthood, not have graduated high school, I don't know that I would have gotten my GED or done summer school to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And while it's the biggest what if of my life, not from like, I don't think it would have changed the trajectory of my life, but I for sure am like, could I have done it? Like, yeah. I think I could have won nationals. And my teacher, who had done the DECA program she was the business teacher her entire career, she's like, to this day, I'll text her once in a while. But she had even told me that year, she's like, I have been doing this for a long time. And at the time was like 19 years. See, I've been doing this for 19 years. I've never once felt as good about a chance to bring home a top three, maybe even a number one national champ to this the school that I do you. And I was like very heartbroken. She was a big support system for me in that journey as well. But like, I,
what the fuck did you do at these competitions?
So it was like a presentation. Like I did a presentation, mm-hmm. A technical sales presentation.
Okay.
So I was like pitching I was like Billy Mays. I was like, is it Billy Mays, Billy Blanks? What was he?
No, it was Billy
Sham
Mays.
Billy Mays. I was like the Sham Wow guy, but I had like made a presentation on my MacBook and I was like going through and I was doing like a PowerPoint presentation while pitching this person. And I remember to this day, I think I actually still have my presentation. I've saved That's it all these
so
years.
Funny.
And I had to pitch this basically like a UPS competition on a new GPS device.
Okay.
And I was trying to sell the entire fleet worth of GPS.
That would be a big sale.
So that was the competition, and you were graded on your presentation, your delivery, how you overcame objections.
Did everyone pitch the same thing?
Yeah, it was the same prompt. Okay. It was the same prompt. Yeah.
Crazy.
And then I won, I think it was I was top 10 in marketing management, but at the local level, I was number one marketing management. They didn't have a technical sales.
That's so interesting to me that there's like a competition for that.
Yeah.
I'm learning something new about you today.
Yeah. I still have my plaques too. Something, an insert Glory Days song somewhere, you know? Mm. I peaked in high school.
So true.
No, okay.
I'm just kidding.
Guys, the eyes rolled out of her head on that one. Anyways, I don't remember what we were talking about. Derek.
Yeah.
Blood.
Rigert.
Owen, what did you do?
So yeah, Richard? Okay.
Oh, the face of the hospital. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Richard tells Callie, oh, they've offered me an early retirement package. I might take it. My guy, for 9 seasons, you have been saying you want to retire. This simply does not feel like an early retirement package.
Yeah.
Feels like a late retirement package, if anything. Yeah.
It feels like you're just... And, like, Adele is dead. Like, you have time on your hands.
She was the one that wanted you to retire. So, the level of disrespect to retire immediately after her
death. Thank you! Like, thank you!
So rude.
Goodness. So rude. Goodness.
Okay, so... I'm trying to make sure we didn't miss anything else before I ask this question. So the end of it, Callie has summoned them all to the roof. And she's like, we can't let this happen. You don't understand. It's terrible. It's bad. It's so awful. We should buy the hospital. Thoughts?
I don't think they understand the concept of money. I think they need an accountant. Because, okay... There was 6 people getting a payout of $15 million.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough to buy out a hospital, I don't think.
Okay. How much do you think a hospital costs?
I think to buy a hospital, you're looking at, I don't know, $250 to $350 million.
Okay.
Maybe more. I mean, probably a lot more.
I would definitely say in like a major city like Seattle.
Yeah.
It has to be high like that.
I mean, look at, you know what? Hold on. I'm going to do a quick search. How much would, hold on. How much money does
I Google this?
Mayo Clinic generate annually? Let's start there. Okay. No, they can't afford it. So the Mayo Clinic generated $19.8 billion in revenue.
Oh.
in the most recent fiscal year. Okay. But,
okay. Let's think about inflation because it's a lot.
Okay. But hold on. Typically, when you buy a company, you look at a 10 year revenue and mm-hmm. that's the cost of buying it. So unless they have $200 billion laying around to buy a Seattle Grace level hospital, even let's knock off $50 billion of that.
Okay. Well, let's think. The hospital files for bankruptcy. Yeah. Hospital's in bankruptcy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say you can potentially acquire it for a little bit of a deal. It's like when a house goes into foreclosure, the bank is just trying to break even. You're just essentially paying what is owed still on the house, not the entire potential worth of the house.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I think that's how foreclosures work. So I assume that's how bankrupt businesses work. But I don't know, because now private equity firms just buy businesses and sell them for parts for no reason.
Yeah. Except well, I do see joy. The Google answer that I found when I asked how much a hospital costs to buy if it's in bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. In 2024, the company Steward Healthcare in Massachusetts sold 6 hospitals for a combined $343 million.
Okay. Still, that's a lot of hospitals for not as many dollars. So if you do the math, that's going to be less than 100,000 or 100 million per hospital.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously it's variant, but it is.
I forgot about the bankruptcy thing. That's a great call out.
Because
they're getting it for pennies on the dollar at that point.
Yeah, right. So yeah. Also, are we assuming that they have Lexi's money? Do we not think that would go to Thatcher?
I don't know. I guess I didn't think about that. I think maybe as Meredith and Thatcher, or Meredith and Lexi, like, had gotten their relationship to where it was, maybe there's a beneficiary of Zola or Meredith. I don't know. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Never thought of that either.
Mm. Well, so we know for sure there's 5. Oh my God.
Derek, Meredith, Christina, Arizona. Who am I forgetting?
Mark's money.
Oh, Mark's money, which went to
Callie. Well, Callie. For Sophia.
Right. That was a shocking end. I don't know. It is funny because, like, as Weber is leaving the car, he's like, when he says he got that early retirement, he's like, he hits her with like, all right, so like, bye, see you later. So yeah. She's left trying to think like, what are we gonna do? All in that time, like, that Kent Giles guy, he's like, can I come work at Seattle Grace? I hear that.
Can I have your job?
Which is hilarious. And that scene where they're talking to him and his face is right next to the picture of him on the wall.
Yeah.
Perfect cinematography. I do want to also, like, my brain is so scattered on this topic because it's all so intertwined, but when they're originally going through the ambassador thing and Steph is like, yeah, Alex makes sense for ambassador if you want an unshaven face and someone who sweats light beer.
Yep.
And then when Joe pulls him aside, she's like, look, Jackson has the looks and the name and you've got none of that shit. But you know what you do have?
Africa. You have
Africa. God, and then she just pulls a banana out of her pocket.
In Africa.
Yeah.
Let's talk through your feelings about Alex and Joe.
I'm obsessed. Big fan. What I didn't want to happen is, like, when she had the powdered donut on her face and she pulls the donuts out of the supply closet. Mm-hmm. I had a couple of thoughts. I had a fear that we were gonna have, coincidentally, a How I Met Your Mother crossover moment where she goes to grab the donuts and as she comes back around, he's completely naked.
Oh yeah.
A naked man. But I also didn't want him to like go and wipe it off her face with his hand. And then it turns out they were just going to start kissing. Very right. tropey. That happens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I like that Meredith is the one who got in his head.
Yeah.
About that. Just let people be platonic friends. Let people male and female that, friends.
Yeah. Or like let people get places on their own.
Yeah. Or that.
I mean, and even Meredith, you can even be like, hey, you know what? She's cool. Good call on being her friend because she's really cool. I like her a lot.
Yeah. Anything.
That's fine. Not like, hey, she was really great today. You should fuck her. What?
Right.
What is wrong with these people?
Well, a lot.
Yes, so true.
They all need therapy, for starters.
So true.
So, yeah, I really do hate that in TV shows and movies where they're like, it always comes back to the men and women can't be friends thing.
Yeah.
They just can.
It's so true. Look at us go.
Yeah.
Toxic as hell and never even slept together.
Don't ask Kitten Peanut Jones, though. She's, man.
She's redacted her friends, statement.
More than friends. Yeah, I have... Even people who are single, I have had a lot of female friends in my life who are single and attractive. I've also had, I mean, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole, but.
oh my.
Go to, never mind. I'm not going to make the joke. So, yeah, I don't really love that. I'm curious. I want them to get together. I just don't want it to be like forced, and I don't want it to be because of like a drunk hookup thing, like Izzy and George. I really want. I want it if it's going to happen. I want it to be organic, and I want it to be like real, and I don't want it to be something where like one of them reads a situation wrong.
Yeah.
You know, that's the other thing. I was nervous that he was going to go in for a kiss at the end of the episode and she was going to be like, whoa, like we're friends. What's happening? You know?
Yeah.
But I like it. I'm for it. I do want to see them together. I've predicted that they will get married.
It's true. You have predicted that. Okay. Was there anything else you wanted to chat through? Okay. So you don't like Matthew?
He's just, I think I have a hard time with. When they have these awkward, like, no self-confidence conversations and they're like, all right, you could do it. Oh, I'm just fumbling over my words. I'm just trying to say I
Carmen,
like
you. I just have a hard time. Be different
than
you.
I know. I'm just saying I have a hard time watching it. I didn't say that that's not. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm sure he's a lovely person.
You
I don't like it in this
said
TV
you didn't
show.
Like him.
Yeah. In this TV. A fictional fucking character. A real person. I'm going to say, you know what? Take your time. Do your thing. I believe in you. I'm here for you. And also, yeah, let's kiss.
Okay, settle down.
Man or woman, who cares?
Your wife.
Oh, yeah. but then they kiss at the end. So, what else? Yeah, I think that's, I mean, that's it. I think
yeah,
we
just
kind
the
of...
weird pictures following around, taking all the pictures everywhere.
Oh, there was a kind of a throwaway line where I think Alex goes to Jackson. He's like, bro, you just think the ambassador thing makes you look good.
No,
he's
you think
like,
this kid makes you look good. Yeah, I actually also wrote that down. And, yeah, and Jackson goes, I always look good, which is true.
Yeah. And I even wrote my exact comment was, damn, boy.
He does. He do be looking good.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't believe we just made it through. Oh, and when Joe's like, what animal noise are you even saying? And Alex is like, I don't know, giraffe, dinosaur?
Yeah.
We all know, if you've been to Disney once in your life, that giraffes make a low-bleeding noise.
Low-bleeding sound like a sheep.
Like a sheep. So, that's all I got. We got questions?
Yeah, I'm just trying to make sure that I talked through everything. Richard gets in the elevator and a giant Derek face is staring at him. Okay. That's not it. There we go. Not a question, but Julio Plantain gets me every time. Same.
So
Shelby,
funny.
Same. Will Richard actually retire?
No.
Does Carmen think April and Jackson will end up together still?
No. Now that I think you've helped me see that Jackson and Steph are like in like a couple relationship, I think that Jackson still is like
there bummed. Is a lingering look when there's when a Jackson lingering sees look. Them kissing. And then when they're like, oh, you went on a date, he's like, that was a date. So.
Yeah, I think it's going to be at a point where it's one sided. And even if it is Jackson still wanting to be with April, I don't think that the thing that April wants out of that relationship with Jackson is what Jackson's able to provide in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just going to be her deal breaker if that's what she wants.
Who would you have chosen to be to be the face of the hospital? And then between just Alex and Jackson, who would you choose? And then like for everyone.
Say it one more time.
Between just Alex and Jackson, who would you choose to be the face of the hospital? And then for like everyone that we have, who would you choose?
Between Alex and Jackson, I would pick. Oh. I think Jackson, if you're going off of just looks, I think that Jackson's more attractive than Alex.
I also do, but I do think Alex is more attractive than you think he is, because you don't think he's attractive.
I think that he's more attractive than George.
Also correct.
The whole group, face of the hospital, I mean, it's got to be Meredith Grey. Meredith Grey or Christina Yang.
I'm so right there with you. And Christina even, because Meredith's like, why isn't there a woman in the running? And Christina's like, I turned them down. I'll be on the cover of the Nobel brochure. I'm like, yeah, girl, get it. Standards high.
Or even Bailey. Like, she's a little bit more tenured in her career, if that's what they want. But
yeah.
I guess I also just, if I'm more inclined. I've said this before on the podcast. I will say this until the day I die. I prefer female doctors. I prefer female physicians. I prefer female veterinarians. I understand that we live in a world where women have to work twice as hard to get half as far. And when I see a female professional, I'm like, you probably know what you're talking about. Because if you didn't, the man would push you down. So yep. Put a woman on that. Put a woman on that. The face of the hospital. And actually, there must be some sexism within Pegasus, because both hospitals had male ambassadors.
So true. And they just send Cahill in to be the bad guy.
Yeah. And they're both white men.
Duh. Fucking turds. America. Who was it more harmful or helpful to take the ambulance kid to Seattle, Grace?
I think harmful. Just fucking go to the nearest one that you could have that wasn't.
Well, they said it was an hour away. And April was like, he would have died.
If he dies, he dies.
I'm sorry, what was that?
It's Ivan Drago from Rocky IV. If he dies, he dies.
Kind of sounds like the Terminator.
Well, Drago was from Russia and Schwarzenegger is German, so they have very similar dialect.
I think it was fine because he lived. It was a fucking shit show, but it was worth it.
Would you say that he was the boy who lived?
He was a boy who lived. do you think Brian's father will try again in the future?
That's my truth.
I truly don't know. I like to believe yes is the answer.
Yeah.
And I like to believe that the dad is the one that reaches out.
Correct.
Because he is the one in the wrong, so.
Even if
go back to Brian and apologize and be like, if you can forgive me, I would like to be a part of your life.
Even if the first time reaching out is need any more rent money?
Yeah.
I believe that he's gonna
like, can
reach
I
out.
Help or something? Yeah. This is a really good one. If Carmen and Kelsey had to go undercover, what fake names would you go by?
Oh boy. Dr. Mike Hawksbig.
Oh, good God. I hate that shit.
I don't know. That's hard. I would need more time to think on it.
Yeah.
Same. I don't know that if
Julio pressure, Plantain is so funny.
I can't even I can't make up a name.
I feel like I would go like the most generic, like, I don't know, Jane Smith or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
John Doe.
I would panic and use my own name, like Carmen. That tracks.
Magnolo.
And I'd see a coffee mug and I'd be like, mug, no, low, fuck.
Okay, from the existing cast, which pair would you have chosen to send to the other hospital for intel?
Which pair?
Yeah, like which two people?
Oh, not like an actual, like a couple.
Yeah.
I think it would have been really funny to see. Well, Weber and Callie were a very funny duo.
Yeah.
I actually really enjoyed that.
Christina and any of her interns would be funny. Also, Meredith and Christina would be funny.
Meredith and Christina would have been funny. I also think that a Jackson-Alex combo would have been funny. Because also think about it. Their relationship where it's at now, they hated each other.
Yeah. Miranda and anybody.
Miranda and anybody. April and Bailey.
That would be funny.
Because April would be saying something stupid and Bailey would be giving her dirty looks the whole time. Like, why are you talking?
Yeah.
Shut up. What did you just say?
Okay, who does Carmen think will last longer? Jackson and Steph or April and Matthew?
Unfortunately, April and Matthew.
Okay. So why will Jackson and Steph break up?
Because it's going to affect Steph's work negatively, the perception.
Oh, okay.
I think she's going to break up with him.
Okay. Carmen, do you believe Alex and Joe when they say they don't like each other like that?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah.
Because I also think that if attractive people are telling you that they're not attracted to the other person, and they have not made a move and they're not fucking, I believe that they don't see them that way.
Yeah.
It's just, if they wanted to have sex, they would have just done it already.
Yeah.
Especially it would have been on the night of the wedding when they were like drinking and stealing a hotel room.
Yeah. Yeah. Have either of you done your own version of the standing outside the ambulance for your friend the way that the other paramedic did? I don't think so. Wait, just our honeymoon. It's fine.
Yeah, I was going to mention that, but I was like, do I share this?
Yeah. Yeah. We definitely already have.
Yeah. But it was like not just talking. It was fucking.
We're like, okay, so you'll leave and then you'll come back and then we'll leave. And time was allotted.
That is the only time in my life that I have had sex outside in an open space. like that. I mean, I have done it inside places, but like on a balcony, just overlooking the gigantic brick wall of the Vatican. Like, nothing more romantic than
to jail.
Looking at the Vatican wall.
Da Pope.
That brick wall was as bricked up as I was. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, any other predictions to make?
I was going to say there was another story that I was going to share, but I don't remember what it was now. But anyways, so my predictions. Yeah, I mean, the sale's going to go through. I think it's going to finally get rid of Owen as the chief of surgery.
Okay.
I don't know who's going to replace him. But Maybe he quits. Maybe he sticks around. I have no I have no fucking working idea of what's going on with him and Christina. I just don't. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I honestly, I'm so lost, I can't even make a prediction. Because if they're divorced. They're divorced. What I said came true. But they're still smushing.
Yeah.
They're still sucking face.
Yep.
And even at the end, he's like, man, you guys are really making my life hard. And she's like, yeah, but we did the right thing. And he goes, yeah, I know, but you're still making my life hard. Come on.
Yeah, but like, goddamn.
Yeah. Let's go, dude. I think Weber's not going to retire. I think Bailey is going to have some sort of, like, she's so salty right now that I think she's going to have some sort of leadership position in the new hospital sale, because she's behind the scenes, like, playing the game, even if that Nussbaum guy is like really pissed her off. Yeah. She still is like, I gotta like get in good. I gotta do my
thing. I definitely think she's like, doesn't really know where she stands, because she's mad at the people that she worked with who were on the plane, because she blames them. But she's also like, these people who are buying this hospital also suck a big bag of dicks. So like, at least with these people, they'll be my employer. So I have to like kiss ass.
Right. Right.
But, yeah.
And then also at one point today, in this episode, Shane was like, oh, it's so weird with these people like staring at me, and Heather's like, it's just me, I like looking at you. So they're gonna fuck. Heather's into Shane.
Okay,
so
you don't think she's just a silly little weirdo?
Even if she is, they're gonna do it butt style.
Okay.
Butts to butts.
Oh. Okay.
Or anal. Who knows?
Okay, it's enough.
Okay, we should rate. I'm sorry. At this point now, I'm exhausted and I've lost all decorum.
Oh, yeah, we should rate it.
We should rate this episode. It's like a 3.85.
I was just thinking 3.8. I love it when we're twins.
Yes. It's actually like it's a 0.05 higher towards a 4, but it's not quite there. It's fun.
Yeah.
I think if there was more, it's like weird for me to say if there was more drama, but the kid lived there. Like he didn't really have any, for the situation they were in, there was really no, like,
as far as the patients go, there wasn't medical drama. There was the drama of, we have to save this kid, but we don't have an ER. And there was the drama of like, this dad's a piece of shit. But there wasn't like really medical drama. There's just drama of like the interworkings of a hospital.
Yeah.
Which none is of the fine. Cases were there's hard, build up, there's lead up, there's furthering of the plot.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good, but it wasn't like
could this person live or die at any moment? It wasn't. Yeah. It felt like life or death, but it didn't. It felt easier than that.
Yeah.
I feel good with those rankings. I'm glad. Is there any other final thoughts that you have in general?
Did we have any other predictions? Like, when did you think Joe and Alex were going to be together?
I don't know. This next episode's going to be interesting, though. I've got a feeling that this cliffhanger is going to be kind of like a will they. They're starting this will they, won't they. They're planting it in our heads.
Mm-hmm.
So either something big is going to happen this next episode, or it's going to be like 5 more episodes before they do anything. And it's going to be Alex talking about how he feels, but he's like, but I've matured. I have a house.
Matured.
And
I am a grown up because I bought a house.
And Joe's going to do the thing that they do in TV shows where she's like, no, he's like my best friend. And then she like changes her clothes in front of him and gets completely naked or something. And Alex is going to be like, I don't know what to do now. This is crazy. And he's actually in love with her, which like, good for you, Alex. Like, she's a catch. So Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any predictions, but I'm pro Jolex.
Perfect. Okay, well.
I love wearing my Jolex.
Is that your Rolex?
My Rolex.
That tells jokes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thanks. Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening. We love you all so much. Please make sure you can visit our website, graceacademypod.com, and you can find our socials. You can email us. You can follow us. You can find merch. Everything that is good, please do it. And leave us reviews and ratings and tell all your friends and all your family, because we keep getting new listeners and we love that. And just share us on all the things. And if you see Carmen walking down the street, please, pretty please, just remember,
no spoilies. We appreciate you all, and we will see you all in the next one.